Maches Amud Beis. Yesterday we studied the sheet of Rav. Rav says that if the Malika was done with the left hand instead of the right hand, or it was done at night instead of by day, then that's considered a Malika. Although it's possible, and the carbon is possible, but nevertheless, the Malika is valid on a Daraisa level to be Matir, the Isa Tuma Bebe Sabliya, to Mafkiya Tuma Bebe Sabliya, and Im Olu Lo Yardu. Rav extends that to both, applies that principle to both Smol and Lila. However, when it comes to Zar, Rav or Sakin, Rav says that the Shem Malika is completely Paka, and therefore if the Zar did the Malika, or if the Kohen did the Malika with a Sakin instead of his Tziporin, then Im Olu Yerdu, and it's Metame Beis Habliya, the Malika is meaningless. The Gemara asks Akasha, objecting as it were to Rav, from the case of Boma. And that's what we got up to yesterday. And this, if you count up from the bottom of Samaches Amud Beis, approximately 10 lines up, you'll see that we're going to start with the word Mibama Lo Yolef, those words, Mibama Lo Yolef, at the beginning of that line. What we established was that although there could have been a logical argument in favor of deriving from Bama that Malika Bizar is Kshera, and that's because in the case of Bama, a Zar is Kosher, and this is going to be derived at the end of Masech Tzvachim on Kuf Yud Testament based from the Pasuk in Vayikra Yud Zayin, Vizarak HaKohenes Hadam Al Mizbach Hashem Pesach Ol Moed. And the Gemara derives from this that in the case of the Mishkan, that's Pesach Ol Moed, or the Migdash, there we require a Kohen, implying that in the case of a Bama, for all the Avodas HaKarbonos, that could be done by a Zar. Rashi elsewhere in Menachos interprets that this Yalfus in the Gemara is from those Bamos that were there before HaKamas HaMishkan. At that time, no Avodu is done by the Kohanim, but rather by the Bechoros. So the Gemara now says, in order to defend Rav, Bama Lo Yolef. We don't derive any conclusions about Karbonos and Migdash from Bama. Bama does not have a Kedusha that at all is to be compared to the Kedusha of the Migdash. And therefore, even if a Zar is kosher in Bama, that doesn't give the Zar any status whatsoever to derive any conclusions about Migdash. And therefore, Rav presents his thesis that if the Zar did the Malika is not valid at all. We don't recognize that Malika. And as we said before, Im Olu Yeredu, and it's Metame Vibes Habliya. Now Rashi, as we mentioned earlier, Menachos, understands that the discussion here about deriving any conclusion from Bama is Bama before HaKamas HaMishkan. And then the Gemara is answering now to defend Rav that we do not derive any conclusions from that which took place before Aaron was designated as a Kohen. That period of time before Aaron's designation, when the Avodah was B'Bchoros, is not relevant to the post-designation period of Aaron. The Gemara now objects, V'lo, is it really so that we don't derive conclusions regarding Migdash and Karbanos from Bama? V'atanya, we have a Braisa, Minayin Liyotze, Sheim Ola Lo Yeret. The halacha is that if the Imurim and the Karbonis were taken outside of the Zara and they became possible, nevertheless, if they were up on the Mizbeach, then we go ahead and we burn, we do the Akhtar on the Mizbeach, Lo Yered, which is exactly what we want to know about Malikas Zar. But how does the Brisa derive the halacha that if the Emurim were taken chutz la zara, they were possibly din yotzei, nevertheless im ola lo yered, share yotzei kosher b'bama. Very interesting derivation here. In Bama, there really is no such thing as yotzei. I mean, the entire universe lends itself to hakrav b'bama. But in any event, the psul of yotzei doesn't exist in Bama. So what we see is that since in Bama, yotzei is kosher, we're going to derive that the psul of yotzei is relatively light. It's a lightweight psul. It's kal. And therefore, in the case of yotzei and migdash, if the evarim, the emurim, were taken out of the azara, then in ola lo yeri. This brisa clearly indicates that we can derive conclusions about karbonis and migdash from bama. And therefore, we should derive from bama that malika zar is in ola lo yered, and it won't be metame beis abliya. And the Gemara, instead of rejecting the equation here between bama and karbanos in the migdash, the Gemara says Tana, the brisa is the author of the brisa is a zos toras haola samichle. In other words, he's not really deriving conclusions from bama. Bama is just, shall we call it a smichus, you know, it's an asmachta, it's only an extra chizuk. He's really deriving his conclusion about yotzei from the pasuk zos toras ha'ola. And the word toras is an extra word, it's coming as a ribui to give a torah achas for anything that went on to the mizbeach, even if it was posel, is lo yered. And the word vizos is balamai chaloya din zebekulam, that although, as a general rule, we apply the principle im ol lo yerdu, but there's a limit to that rule. And we have to make, as Rashi explains here, some sort of logical principle. When do we say toras as a ribui? And im olu lo yeredu, when do we say zos as a miut, and im olu yeredu? So we're going to make the following distinction. If the psul is chal after shchita, or in the case of ofos after malika, like for example the psul of yotzei, which became posul, after the rori was the kiddush of shchita, or alternatively, if the psul is in the shchit itself, or the malika itself, but it has a heter, that psul has a heter b'mokom acher, like we found in the case of Lila, that we have Akhtoras Haimurim, but Lila we had small in the case of Avodas Yom HaKippurim with regard to the Ketores. So in those cases, then we apply the principle of Toras, of im olu lo yeredu. Therefore, if the avodah was done b'smol or b'layla, then we recognize that avodah at least as far as im olu lo yeredu. And again, as we said before, the Tana here in this brisa is only deriving bama as an asmachta b'alma. Now let's get to the case of malika zar. There, the psul was chal before his kashrus hakorban. In other words, on the one hand, the psul takes place at the moment of shchita, so it's not like yotzei, so it's before the actual kiddush process has taken place. And on the other hand, ein lo heter, meaning as far as the world of kachim is concerned, of avodas hamigdash, there's no heter for yotzei. It's always possible. But I can derive conclusions from bama. What the Gemara derived conclusions from bama as far as Yotze is concerned, that's not really a derivation from Bama. That only means that since we have the principle of Toras, and Yotze is Chal as a psul after the Shechita, therefore we include under the word Toras even the case of Yotze. Malika, on the other hand, I'm talking about Malika Zar, that cannot be derived from this Svara of Toras, because as opposed to Yotze, which is subsequent to the Shechita Malika, here in the case of Zar, we're talking at the moment of Zrika, and within the world of, at the moment of Malika, excuse me, and within the world of Avodas HaKorbanos, there is no Heter, there's no Machshir of Zar. Again, even though, as we said before, there's no matir, there's no hechsher of zar in Malika, there is in Shechita, because the zar is kosher Shechita, but we said before that we don't derive any conclusions from Shechita, because Shechita lav avodahi, which means it's not a complete avodah. So all this, Rav Osai, is the Shechita of Rav. Now we get to the Shechita of the Bar Plukta of Rav, that's Rav Yochanan. Rav Yochanan Omar, if the Malika was done by a Zar, Eino Mitamei Abeis Hablia, and Im Olu Lo Yerdu. In other words, Rabbi Yochanan accepts the equation to Bama, and since a Zar is Kosher in Bama, so too in Malika a Zar is Kosher. It doesn't mean Kosher, what it means is that we recognize that Malika to be Mafkia, the din of Tumas Beis Hablia, and also Im Olu Lo Yerdu. So Rabbi Yochanan basically rejects Rav, the latter assumes that Bama is considered like Chol vis-a-vis Kodshim and Migdash. It has no status as Avodas HaKorbanos to derive conclusions about Migdash. Rabbi Yochanan doesn't accept that principle, and he's willing to derive conclusions from Bama to Beis HaMikdash. Now Rabbi Yochanan might derive from Shechita, and you don't even need Bama. That's another alternative way of understanding Rabbi Yochanan, that since Shechita is Ksheir Bizar, therefore Malika is Ksheir Bizar, and Tosus interprets, offers two interpretations of Rabbi Yochanan here in Dibra Maskel Omar. Either he derives from Bama or he derives it from Shechita. The Gemara later on in Daf Samach Tes says explicitly that Rabbi Yochanan derives Malika from Bama. Now the Gemara wants to know about Sakin. Rabbi Yochanan admits that in the case of Malika Besakin, as opposed to Tziporen, it's Metamea Beis Hablia, meaning Malika Besakin has no Hechsher whatsoever, B'Mokom Acher, whereas the case of Malika Zar, we found an equation to Bama, but we don't find anything comparable in the case of Sakin. So therefore Sakin is a non-existent Malika, and it's Metamea Beis Hablia, M'olu Yeredu. Ashi asks the following question. Sakin also has a Hechsher. Just like we found Malika had a Hechsher in the case of Zar, so too Sakin has a Hechsher in the case of Shechita itself. In other words, in a regular carbon, not in an oaf, where you do Shechita Mamish, then you do it with a Sakin. But the answer is that within the world of Malika, we don't find any possibility of being Machshir Malika B'Sakin. It means that we're not going to derive conclusions from Shechita to Malika. Now, why does Rabbi Yochanan have to bring this din of Sakin? After all, it's explicit in the Mishnah itself. The Mikdash David is quoted here as saying that the intention of Rabbi Yochanan is to tell us that there's no one who would be Metameh Beis Hablia in anything but Sakin that's Mefurish in the Mishnah. In other cases of Psulim, as a general rule, it's not Metamim Beis Hablia, but Sakin is the exception, and he quotes the Mishnah to show you that Sakin is the only exception. Now let's go back to the Mishnah itself. The Mishnah says, back on Daf Ayin Aleph, the Mishnah says, I'm sorry, Daf Samaches Amud Aleph, I meant to say, the Mishnah says, Kol Apsulim Shemolku Melikosan Psul. Now we have a rule of thumb that whenever the Mishnah adds the word kol, it's coming to be marbis something. And the question is, how do we learn the word kol in the Mishnah of kol apsulin? So let's just take a look again at the Mishnah. The Mishnah opens up with the words kol hapsulim shemolku melikasam psula v'ein mitabin b'beis habliya. Meaning that even though the Malika is Psula, nevertheless the Mishnah says in all cases of a Malika Psula, we recognize and validate the Malika at least as far as not being Metame Bebeis Habliya. And it sounds like the Mishnah is coming to add another case of a Malika Psula that wasn't totally obvious. So Gemara says, Bishlengel Rabbi Yochanan, that's very good. Kol La Suye Zar. The word kol in the Mishnah is coming to include zar, if he did the malika, it's not mentioned in the Mishnah, to tell us that his malika, like any malika psula, is im ola lo yered, and it's not mitami beis habliya, el rav kol lasuye mai. Rav doesn't have the option of interpreting the extra word kol as coming as a ribui for zar in malika, because Rav holds that we don't recognize the malika of a zar at all. It has no heter anywhere, and therefore it is metami v'beis habliya. So the Gemara answers, we're going to take out the word lav here from the girsa. Lasuye smol v'laila. This is a little bit odd, as the Gemara is going to pounce on this right now, because smol and laila is mentioned explicitly in the Mishnah. But in any event, in these two cases, where the malika was done biad smol or balaila, in such a case, even though the malika is psula, it's not metame beis habliya, the Torah does recognize the malika to be mafkia tumas beis habliya and im olu lo yeredu. Now, the Gemara itself, the Pashtus, is coming to explain what the kol hapsulim is coming to be marba, the extra word kol. However, there's no clarification here of as to which exact cases are included in psulim itself. Meaning, the word kol, according to this Gemara, is coming to be marbis smol and laila. But what is the word psulim? You know, kol is in addition to kol hapsulim. So what's psulim? The guf hamishna. What's before the ribui of kol? So here we have a discussion in the Achronim about other psulim besides zar, for example, onen or tomei, that perhaps their malika is to be recognized, and it's not metame beis habliya nolu lo yerdu. Why? Because yesh lam hechsher b'mokom acher. Both onen and tomei have the possibility to be makriv korbanos. Onen in the case of the kohen gadol has carte blanche even in aninus to do the avoda. And number two, in the case of a tomei, there's a hechsher in avodos tzibur. Rashi, Dibur Maskil Zar, says explicitly that according to Rav, Zar is metame v'beis habliya. The same din applies to Onen, Arel, and all the psulim. Which means that according to Rashi, the original kol hapsulim, the word psulim, hapsulim, doesn't really have any understanding. Unless you talk about small and lila, but that is derived from the word kol. But in any event, we have here a machlokes. What's the status of malikas onen as far as being mafkia tumim beis habliya, as far as the din of him olu yerdu? We can apply that also to tame in the context of Rav. Everything we're saying is in the context of Rav, and according to Rashi, zar includes also Onen V'Orel and all of Psulim, and we don't recognize the Malik at all. It's not worth a dime. The Gemara now asks the question that we asked, Smol and Lila Behejitani, Katani, we don't need a special addition of the word Kol, because Lila and Smol is explicit in the Mishnah. So the Gemara says we have a principle called Tani Vahada Mefarish, that sometimes a Mishnah will give you a klal, a general rule, and it'll say it in a way that it includes various cases, which then it goes ahead and explains and explicates and specifies. So we start with Kala Psulim Shemolka Malikasam Psula, but it's not Metame Vesablia, and then we spell out the cases of Smol and Lila. According to Rashi, who said before the Kala Psulim is a reference to Smol and Lila, and only to Smol and Lila, we understand what the Gemara is trying to tell us here of Tani Vahada Mefarash. It means that the original Bava is talking about Smol and Lila, so that's Hadar Mefarash. The Gemara now deals with Rav from a different part of the Mishnah. And this is the Seif of the Mishnah, here on Daf Samaches Amid Beis. The Mishnah says on the third line from the top, Zeh klal kol she psulo bekodesh eino metame bebeis habliya. And the Gemara now analyzes this phrase of kol she psulo bekodesh eino metame bebeis habliya. The Gemara says the following, kol, any kind of an oath puzzle, shalhei psula b'kodesh, in other words, it's psula b'kodesh, meaning in and of itself it was kosher, but the avoda was done b'psul, is eno metami b'godim abeis ablia. So how are we going to interpret that according to Rab? Bishleim ali Rabbi Yochanan, who also believes that zar is not metami b'beis ablia. That's the word kol, this psul, this, the extra word kol here to tell you that it's not metam beis ablia, is lasuye zar. Because again, zar is not mentioned in the Mishnah to tell us that the malika of zar is considered a valid malika as far as the din of him also loteirid, and the din of ena metam beis ablia. Ela l'rav. But according to Rav, Old's malika zar is not a malika at all. So what is the kol in the Mishnah coming to include? Lasuye mai. And you can't be telling me that malika psua milvad mashaniska mishnah, in addition to malika psula, which is mentioned explicitly, that it's not metame beis ablia. What other malika psula is not metame beis ablia? We have the two cases which the Mishnah explicated, namely Smol and Lila. What else? Here we're turning to Daf Samates Amud Aleph. Ulatamech. Wait a minute, you, Rabbi Yochanan, understand the Seif of the Mishnah? After all, you understood from the Reisha, Rabbi Yochanan, that the Kol comes to include Malika Zar. Now the Sefer comes along and says, Kol again, in the case of Loya Psula Bakodesh, where the Psula is not Mitzad Asma, but Mitzad the Avoda, and it says, oh, now the Mishnah says, let's go on in the Mishnah, it says, Kol She Psula Bakodesh, Eino Metame Beis Ablia, and then it says, Kol, if lo haya psula b'kodesh, it's metame b'beis ablia. In other words, if the psula is mitzad atzmo, then it is metame b'beis ablia. What is that kol coming to include? What is the case where Rabbi Yochanan would admit and recognize that the malika is valueless, and therefore it's metame b'beis ablia, lasuye mai? Ella, but rather, you're going to have to say that the word kol in the Seifa is coming for a different ribui, which we're going to see in just a minute. And therefore, we're going to say that the word kol in the seifa, like in the resh, is coming for ribui. He says nuchal lomar gam l'gabi hakol ha'omer b'resha v'shuv eino tzorech lomar shumar b'zorus. This ul'taymech is forcing us to defend Rav, because even Rav Yochanan has to be defended. And basically, in order to supply a ribui for kol in the seifa, like we did in the resha, even Rav Yochanan is going to have to agree that we're not talking about zar. And there's a whole new structure here of, and we're going back and rewriting our script as far as the resha is concerned, what the kol is coming to be marba, and then we're going to begin to understand the seifa, which is being marked by something where the malika is totally invalid. So in that sense, whatever rules and interpretation you can apply for Rabbi Yochanan, you can do that for Rav as well. That's called Ul'tameich, where the Gemara is saying that the Makshan really has no valid, solid ground to stand on in attacking Rav. And the Gemara now spells out exactly how we're going to deal with the kol in the resha and the ribui in the seifa. In the case of kol in the resha lasuye, shchitas kodshim bifnim. If he has an of kodshim, and instead of doing malika mina oref, he does shchita in the azara. If in this case, since there was no kiyum of malika at all, we're going to apply the principle of im ola yered, because there was never a malika. However, not despite that fact, and here's the chiddush here, we're going to have a limud from the pasuk later on to teach us that nevertheless it's not mitame v'beis sablia, that the shechita is meaningful, not as far as the Hakramas HaKorma, not even as far as the din of Im Olu Loyer, the Faket, the din is going to be, in this case of Shechita, in an oath that Im Olu Yerid, but nevertheless, the Shechita has one chalos, one validity, and that's as far as being Mafkiya Tumu Bevei Sablia. That's the kol of the Reisha. Then we have the kol in the Seifa, that's coming Lasuye. Again, a case now where it is mitam beisabliya malikas of chulin bechutz. We're talking about an oath that's not kodshim, it was not designated as a karmon, and he went ahead and he did a malika bechutz instead of a shchita bechutz. In such a case, the oath is mitame beisabliya, it has the din of a nevela, classical nevela, because it was never subjected to any sort of a shechita, which is necessary in the case of an of chulin. Now Rashi has a discussion here about why the Gemara couldn't have assumed that the kol in the seifa, which is coming to be marba x, whatever that x is going to be, that it's mitame b'vesabli. Why couldn't the x be nirva, muktza, nevad, esnan, or mechir? Because in all those cases, the psul is not as a result of the avoda. The psul came in the goof, in this case, oaf, even before the malika, even before it was designated as an oaf kodshin. Why did the Gemara have to mention malikas chulin bachutz? And he says, Rashi, that since the Mishnah mentions malikas chulin bifnim and kodshim bachutz, and it hadn't mentioned malikas chulin bachutz, therefore the Gemara prefers to mention malikas chulin bachutz. It's a kind of like a symmetrical answer to the question, that we want to maintain the sort of consistency in the style of the Mishnah. Now the Gemara quotes a braisa to support Rabbi Yochanan. Tanya kavasi the Rabbi Yochanan, melaka zar or melaka posel. In the case of a posel, we're talking about, Rashi says, a balmum. Tosus does not happy because the Balmum is only kosher, is not even kosher even in a Bama, so it doesn't have any Hekshav B'makav Acher. Why shouldn't it be Metami B'Veis Ablia? And therefore Tosus suggests that the Kavana here is for Malikas Onen V'Tomei and other Psulim that have a Hekshav B'makav Acher. And then the Brisa adds Hapigul V'Nosar V'Tomei Ein Metamim Abeis Habliya. In the case of Karbanos Ha'Of, these are not Metamei Bebeis Habliya. So we have on the list Zar, which is a clear-cut, explicit support for Rabbi Yochanan, that it's not Metamei Bebeis Habliya, even though the Malika was done by a Zar. We have Balmum, according to Rashi's interpretation. And there, too, we recognize the Malika, and it's not Metamei Bebeis Habliya. These are cases where the Shechita itself was basically, I'm saying in Shechita, in Zvachim, these are Ksherim L'Shechita. And again, this would support the position that we mentioned earlier in the framework of Rabbi Yochanan, that we could derive conclusions regarding Malika from Shechita. A Zar is Kosher for Shechita, and a Balmum is Kosher for Shechita. A Zar is also kosher to Bama, so we could suggest, according to Rabbi Yochanan, that we derive conclusions in Kodshim from Bama. And as far as Pigul Ba'of is not Metame, because the Avodos of the Karban are considered Avodos in order to be Mashlim the Din of Pigul, which means that the ochel would be chayiv kares. In other words, if you have a karban and its avodos are considered that and of oved, so if he had in mind that haktar simurim or the achilus habasa would be chutzus mano, it generates pigul and you chayiv for its achila kares. And that chiyuv doesn't apply unless the karban was done kitikuno and there was no additional psul except for the machshav of chutzus mano. So if we recognize these avodos, then counterintuitively they generate pigul because the avodos are recognized and validated. You cannot talk about pigul in something that's not an avoda. So therefore, in the cases in the case of Pigul, Nosa, and Tomei, the question is whether we recognize this Malika that was done with a Machshav of Chutzus Mano as a Malika, or it's not a Maisa Malika at all, doesn't have a Shei Malika, and then after me it would be whether or not the Basar is Pigul. And what we're seeing is that even though he had a Malika with a Machshava Poselis of Chutzus Mano, nevertheless, there is Pigul. So we see that the Malika is valid in order to generate an Iser Kares of Pigul in the carcass of the Oaf. In the cases of Nosar and Tomei, the Avoda was completely valid at the time of the Malika, and that would be mafkia tumas nevela v'beis habliya. Even though later on it became, the basa became no saratame, that doesn't actively invalidate the malika. The malika was done the way it should have been done, and that's mafkia the tumas beis habliya from the oaf. Later on, if the oaf wasn't eaten in its time, let's say for example in Chatas oaf, then it becomes Nosar. Or if the Basar became Tomei, it becomes Tomei. But that doesn't mean that we're going to go back and say that the Malika itself was not a valid Malika. In other words, we don't say that Chozer v'Nesar v'Nitmal Mafreya, that now we should say that we changed the status of Afreya of the Malika itself. At the time of the Malika, there was no nosa, there was no tame, and therefore it's not mitame lemafre bebeis ablia. So let's say, for example, Reuven, let's say he was a Kohen, he did the Malika, then Shimon came along and he ate from this Chatas Ha'of, and then the Basar became Nosar, so that even though Shimon ate from the, let's say, a certain amount of Basar from the Chatas Ha'of that was subject to Malika, he's not Tomei L'mafreya. We don't determine that now he's Tomei because it became Nosar subsequently. Everything's determined by at the moment of Malika. And at that moment of Malika, the Avoda was an Avoda K'sheira. And the Chiddush here in Pigel is an even more far-reaching Chiddush, that the Avoda with the Machsheves Chutzes Mana, in the case of Malika, does not undermine the status of the Avoda itself. Even though it has tremendous implications in terms of the boss of being awesome but pigal with the Isakaris, but nevertheless that doesn't affect the Avoda per se. And since the Avoda was meaningful, is therefore Eina Mitame Beis Abliya. Again, we're not going to apply the principle of Olu Lo Yeredu if it's pigal. But as far as the Tumas Beis Abliya is concerned, it's not Mitame Beis Abliya. But in any event, we have here a clear-cut raya, a support text from the Braisa to the Shita Rabbi Yochanan, because the Braisa says that as far as Malka Zar is concerned, is Ein Metamim Beis Abliya. Now the Gemara brings a distinction between Kmitza Zar and Malika Zar. Kmitza Zar in the case of Menachos, and Malika Zar in the case of Korbanos Ha'ov. Om Rav Yitzchak, Shamati Shtayim. I heard two halachos regarding psulim. In other words, karbonos psulim that were brought on the mizbech. Achas. One was relevant to kmitzas zar b'mincha. The achas malikas zar. The karbonos ha'of. Achas tered. The achas lo tered. And what I heard is that with regard to one of these two, I'm not sure which one, whether it's Kmitza or it's Malika, im ola tered, it's possible, and it has to be removed from the Mizbeach. In the other case, if it went up on the Mizbeach, lo tered. Velo yadano, I don't know which one goes which way. Now just in general, we've spoken on many occasions about a mincha that comes from the produce of the ground, usually comes from Kemach Soles with an admixture of Shemen and Levona. The Kohen does the Kmitza B'yado from the Kemach and the Shemen, puts it into a Klisharis, and he's mocked to the Komitz on the Mizbeach. Kmitza in Menachos parallels Shchita in Behema and Malik in Of. And once he puts the Komitz together with the Shemen in the Klisharis, that placing into the klisharis parallels Kabbalah Saddam. The Haktar on the Mizbeach is like the Matan Domim in the case of Zevach. And it's not like Shechita, in the sense that Kmitza is Psula Bizar. So let's not compare Kmitza to Shechita in Behema, because there's no Hechsher Zar in the case of Kmitza. Omar Chizkia Mistabra, it makes sense to assume, regarding Rabbi Yitzchak's confusion, that Kmitza, if it was done by a Zar in Menachos, is Tered, but Malika lo Tered, meaning that we can accept the view of Rabbi Yochanan, says Chizkia, that in the case of Malika Zar, if it was Ola, is lo Tered, it's not Matan Beis Abliya, but in the case of Kmitza Bazar, there, im ola teret, maishna, the Gemara clarifies this. Malika, the yeshna b'boma, there is a possibility of doing Malika in the case of a zar. In boma, so Malika zar has a hechsher. The hechsher is boma, and again, Rabbi Yochanan was willing to accept the analogy and derive conclusions from boma. So therefore, if the Basar Of was now placed after the Malikas Hazar onto his back, lo yered. But Kmitza is Nami Yeshna Bibama. Oh. Now there's no kahuna, there's no din of kahuna in Bama. And therefore, if now we're defending the Gemara's question, Maishna, if your assumption, your conclusion, shall we say, with regard to Malika's oath, that Im Ololo Terit is because it's Kshera Malika Bazar, I'm talking about, is Kshera Bama, then we can apply the same conclusion and the same logic to Kmitza, because Kmitza Zar also is valid in Bama, because there's no Din Kahuna at all in Bama. The Chitim, and if you're going to say, let's not derive Kmitza Zar from Bama, because Ein Mincha B'Bama, because the entire enterprise of Menachos doesn't apply to Mincha, so therefore we don't have a really a Hechsher of Kmitza Zar through Bama, because in Bama there is no Karban Mincha, is therefore in the case of Malika Zar Terid, because Ein Ofos Nami B'Bama, we have no source for Karbonos of Ofos in the case of a Bama. The Gemara is going to base itself on a statement of Rav Sheshes in a minute, but just let's backtrack for a moment and point out that in the Mishnah on Kuf Yud Gimel at the end of Zvachim, there's a machlokes between Rav Yehuda as far and others as far as Kmitza of a Zar. Our Gemara that says that there's no such thing as a Mincha and a Bama reflects the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda. And now there's no Ofos in a Bama, that reflects the statement of Rav Sheshes. The Omer Rav Sheshes, L'divrei Omer Yesh Mincha B'Bama, Yesh Ofos B'Bama, L'divrei Omer Ein Mincha, Ein Ofos. So as we said before, there's a machlokes whether or not there's mincha in a bama, and Rav Sheshes is telling us that according to Madiyomer, who argues with Rabbi Yehuda and holds that yesh mincha b'bama, he would derive the next step, the next conclusion, that there's also korbanos of in a bama. Whereas according to Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah later on, that ain mincha b'bama, is he would therefore also hold Ein Ofos B'Bama. The Gemara asks, my timer, what's the logic that says that if there's no Mincha in Obama, then therefore there's no Of in Obama? And the answer is because it says in Shmos Chav Dalid, with regard to the Bama that Moshe Rabbeinu established in Har Sinai, it says Vayishlach at the end of Parshas Mishpat Vayishlach es Nari Bnei Yisrael Vayalu Olos Vayizbechu Zvachim Shlavim Lashem Parim. This was all out of Bama, and the word Zvachim is coming to exclude Menachot, and the word Zvachim is coming to exclude Ofos. In any event, we see clearly that the same Dinim, I'm talking about Bama now, the same Dinim that applied to Mincha applied to Ofos and vice versa. So why getting back to Chizkiya, why does Chizkiya establish a distinction between Kmitza and Malika? So the Gemara says the following, that in the case of Malika, where we assume that if the Malika was done by a Zar, is lo tered, and Chizkiya accepts the view of Rabbi Yochanan, that's because it's Kshera B'Bama, whereas in Kmitza, the halacha is Olu Tered. Don't assume that the reason for that is because there's no Mincha in B'Bama, because then again you'll ask the question, if there's no mincha in a bama, then there's no ofos in a bama. So what are you going to do about zayir in a bama as far as malika is concerned? Ela ema, but rather we're going to say the following: that kmitza is tered. That's because ein kiddush b'kli shareis b'mincha b'bama. It's a whole new logic, a whole new element to the equation Gemara is introducing here to explain Chizkiyah. And that has to do with kiddush b'kli shareis. In the case of a mincha, we said that the din of mincha, as we mentioned earlier, is that you makadish the mincha in a kli shareis. You place the mincha into a kli shareis, and that's how it's makadish the mincha for the avodah. And all that takes place before the kmitza. And if we makadish the kometz b'kli shareis before the mincha by placing it. So again, before the kmitza, we have one process of kli shareis. Then we take the kometz itself after kmitza and we place it in kli shareis. That's already a second kiddush. But all this applies only in Migdash, but not in a bama. So therefore, we cannot derive conclusions about mincha, which has kiddush in a kli shareis in Migdash, from the case of bama, when there is no kiddush but kli shareis. So there are two entities of mincha, so to speak. Even if we assume that there's mincha in a bama, and therefore we assume the kabbanas of in a bama, but nevertheless the mincha in a bama is radically different than the mincha in Migdash. It's not comparable, because the mincha in a bama is absent kiddush b'kli shareis. So don't derive conclusions about mincha, classical mincha in Migdash of kiddush kli shareis, from the mincha that's brought on a bama. In the case of Migdash, once there was a kiddush b'kli shareis, then if the kmitza is done by a zar, that's going to passel the kmitza entirely, completely. And you can't say v'me matzinu from the mincha in a bama, because the mincha in a bama is a totally different type of mincha. It's a mincha without kiddush b'kli shareis, and therefore if the zar is okay for the according to that man the yomer that there is a mincha in a bama, that has nothing to do with the mincha. You can't derive conclusions and equations to the mincha in the Beis HaMikdash. Rav adds an elucidation here that in mincha, in Migdash, with his kiddush kli, that adds psul. And the more it's kodesh, the more there's a possibility of psul. And we don't find any hechsher to this psul b'makom acher, because you're going to talk about zar in mincha in bama. Well, there was no kedusha, there was no kiddush b'kli. Now earlier we had a derivation here from the pasuk zvachim to exclude benachos and to exclude ofos. So there's a kashya here from the achronim that in the case of Bamas Sinai at the end of Parashas Mishpatim that we're talking about here in this pasuk, that was what we call a Bamas Bnei Noach, and it came before the Hakamas HaMishkan. In the case of Bamas Bnei Noach, you could be makriv anything. That's a brisa later on at the end of Zvachin, that until the Mishkan was set up, you could bring a behema, a chayav, you could bring anything. So how can you exclude? This is the paradox. How can you exclude menachos and ofos when we're talking about the bama of Ben Noach before the Mishkan? And in the Sefer called Mitzvei Eisan, he says that this Gemara here, this Braisa, reflects the Shita that there was mincha and ofos in a bama. That's a little bit difficult. You're going to have to say that according to our Braisa, there is no mincha or oaf in a bama, but the Braisa later on that assumes that Bamas Sinai had the status of a Bamas Ben Noach before Mishkan, that and therefore there were you could be makriv of anything in a bama, that reflects a whole different Shita. Now it could be possible that Bamas Sinai does not have the din, the status of a Bamas Ben Noach, but rather it has the din of Bamas Yisrael L'chol Dovar, even as far as Avodas Kohanim is concerned. And that's what it seems to be. It seems to be indicated here in our sugya. Now, keep in mind, because I don't think we mentioned this before, that there's no kli sharis in a bama. The Gemara derives this later on Kuf Yutes, from the pasuk in Bamidbar Dalid, es kol kli sharis asheri yisharsu bam bakodesh. And this bum is coming to exclude bama. Bum means in the Migdash, but not in a bama. So the fact that a zar is able to do kmitz in a bama, that can't be in any way the basis for deriving by analogy the case of a mincha and Migdash if the zar did kmitza, because although there's kmitza that has validity in a bama, but that's because there was no kiddush in a kli sharis. But it would have no, the kmitz of a zar would have no validity according to Chizkiah in the Migdash, because there was kiddush b'kli sharis. With regard to a zar and malika, on the other hand, since that malika is valid for a bird, an oaf that had kiddush in a bama, therefore we could derive the conclusion that in Migdash, since we've had the Hechsher in Bama, even though the Malik of Zar is possible, but nevertheless, it still is Metayr Midei Tumas Beis Abliya Tumas Nevela. Now the Mishnah said that Malik B'Smol B'Laila, it's not Metami B'Beis Abliya. The Gemara wants to clarify the source for that din, that even though in an oath the Malika was psula, it's not mitame bebeis habliya. Now, what about the case of Malika in general? Let's say a Malika kshera kedina. For that, the Gemara doesn't need a source to prove that it's not mitame, because back on Daf Mem Dalet and Beis, they derive from a pasuk that chatas oaf is necheles lekohanim. How could it be necheles lekohanim if it doesn't have shechita, therefore it's tmeah? So therefore it's a milsa the pshita, in the case of malika ksheira there's no tumah, and we should derive that same conclusion in the case of olasa of. But now we're talking about malika besmol or belila, which is a malika psula. How do we know that that's not matami v'beis abliya? Tana rabbana, we learned in a brisa in the Torah's Kohanim, Yochal, I might think, Shetehe Malika. Tehe Malika Shehi Lifnim, which is done in the Azar Mitama B'Gadu Beis Abliya, should have the same din as in Avelas Of Tar, Talmud Lomar, the Pasuk of Vayikra Yitzayin, says, V'chol Nefesh Asher Tochal Nevela. And then the Pasuk goes on and says, Utrefa, the Ezra Chubager, this pasuk is talking about nevelas of tar. And how do we know this? Because in the case of nevelas behema, it is matama v'magu v'masa, even without achila. And here we're talking about a case where the Torah says that it is tame because hanefesh sher tochal nevela, because it contracts tumor. That can't be a behemoth, because in the case of behemoth, it way before the achila, he contracts tumor. Therefore, the pasuk is coming to teach us that nevelas of tar is metame b'achila, and that we derive from the fact that the Torah calls it a nevela, called nevelas of tar. Right, I'm sorry, it says here Kol Nefesh Asher Tochal Nevela. So the Torah calls it Nevela, but in the case of Malika, even if the Malika was a Malika Psula, that's not called Nevela and it's not Mitame. So in other words, when the Braisa says Talmud Loma Nevela Trefa, Nevela means that there was no matir of the Isur. Trefa also, there's no matir of the Isur. But Malika, which is Bifnim, is Materes Esa Isur. Now the Gemara sort of like stops the Braisa midway and asks the following question: how do you derive that Of Shenimlak V'Nifsal is not Matami Ha Nami Nevelahi? How do you, you know, your premise is that even though the Malika was Psula, nevertheless the Of is not considered a Nevela. Maybe the Torah is only being Mafkia Tuma in the case of an Of that was Nimlak B'Kashrus Kedina, and therefore it is a valid Malika that's Mafkia Nevela, but maybe in the case of a non-valid Malika, a Malika Psula, it is in fact Nevela. So therefore the Gemara has to make a little bit of an emendation here, from a Hagah in the Braisa. Ella, let's fix up the Braisa and say Talmud Lomar Trefa. Again, a Trefa classically is an animal that's going to die without Shechita. Let's say the animal was attacked by a lion or a tiger in such a way that it became a trefa. If, let's say, one bird attacks another bird, and it's toref the bird through drisa, and it puts its, you know, its claws into the other bird, the victim is called a trefa. And you can have a trefa which is a natural trefa, which is Mesa Machmatz Atzma, and you could have a trefa that will die because of an act of driso, or it was nitrefa, it was nechnika, whatever it was. So basically a trefa is what we call an animal that's nota lamus, lamavus, it's going to die within a certain reasonable period of time. And the Rambam in Hilchos Machos Asuras goes into detail about the various categories of trefa, which are the vital organs that were injured, that are so that makes the animal into a trefa. So, what is Talmud Lomar trefa now, according to this Hagah in the Braisa? It's clear that the pasuk is not coming to tell us that a trefa is metama, because we're going to learn later on Daf Samach Tes Amid Beis, that a trefa is not metama, but rather the pasuk is coming to tell you that only a nevela that's like a trefa is metama, but not a nevela that's not like a trefa. So we have this equation, so to speak, nevela ki trefa. Ma trefa She'ein materes esa isur. In other words, the tarfus does not remove the isur. No isur whatsoever is being permitted as a result of the fact that the animal became trefa. Af kol, so too in the case of the velas of tar, it's metame beis ablia, like trefa. Kisha'ein materes esa isur. In other words, when it became an avela, no isur was removed. This is coming to exclude yatsa malika, again in the case of of kodshim, that the malika was done lifnim inside the azara, even if the malika was psula, hoil vi materes esa isur limizbeach. In other words, the of before the malika, while it was alive and well, is asut and is bath. The malika generates a din of him ola lo yered, which is being matir the ability, the isa, to bring it on to the mizbeach, and therefore ein mitame begodim bebeis ablia. The oaf is not mitame because it's not what we called a nevela kitrefa. Now hevi hamolek. Okay, here we have a simon of Kate's Chafetz. But anyway, Hevi Amolek
Kodshim, he brought an Of Kodshim, Michutz, from outside, La'azara, into the Azara, then we say that the Malika is not valid at all. It's totally meaningless. And if Allah Yered, because in this case, he did the Malika Bachutz, and after he did the Malika, he took it into the Azara. There's no Malika outside the Azara. And also in the case, so again, there would be Matam Beis Abliya Kosim Ola Yered. In the case of Malika of Chulin, then it doesn't make any difference whether it was Bifnim inside the Azara, outside of the Azara. That Malika is not valid at all. And if Ola Yered, there's only Malika in Kodshim, is whole Vein Matirna Sa'isur, then it becomes like an Avela Kitrefa, is Matamim Begadim Abeis Abliya. So the Gemara now reinterprets the Braisa in such a way that because of the equation between Nevela and Trefa that's implicit in this Pasuk, we're going to understand that there's a difference between two categories of Malika. A Malika that's basically a Malika Psula, where the Malika itself generates the din of Im'ol Lo Yered, and therefore it's like Trefa, it's Materasa Isur, and just like in Trefa there's no tumah. So too in Malika, in this case, there's no tumah. But then you have a case where the Malika is absolutely meaningless and it has no status of Malika at all. It's not even matir im olo yered. For example, in the case of Malika's chulin, or for that matter, in the case of Malika's kodshin bachutz outside the Azara, in those cases, it's kituma, and therefore it's metame vesablia. Now the siman of Kates Chefetz, it means the Kuf is for Kodshim, the Tzadi is for Chutz, the Ches is for Chulin, the Pei is for Pnim. In any event, in all three cases that we mentioned, the Oaf remains Osur Bachila. It cannot be on the Mizbeach, Im Olo Yered. And in that sense, since there's no Matir, it's absolutely parallel to the case of Trefa, and if it's Metami Begodim Beis Abliya. Again, what are the three cases? We had number one, Molek Kodshim Bachutz. Number two, we had Molek Chulin, and that's number two is Bach Bifnim, and number three is Bachutz. So in all those three cases, it's Metami Beis Abliya, because in these cases, before we go on to Tanya Idach, I just want to clarify the Gemara's Hagah and the Braisa and the way the Gemara reinterprets the Braisa. The equation now between the Veil and Trefa, that when is it Metame Beis Abliya? When it's Eina Materes Esa Isur. And in the cases of Malika, the three cases we mentioned, it's Eina Metame Esa Isur, and therefore it's Metame Beis Abliya. Again, the entire elucidation here is based on a premise which we'll have to clarify soon, that the Pasuk is not coming to tell me about Tumas Trefa. That the Gemara is going to establish is a Dover Poshut. Tanya Idach, now we have a second Braisa. And again, we're focused on the words Mana Vela Sheina Shove Bifnim Kibachutz Av Trefa Eina Shove Bifnim Kibachutz. Yochel, I might think, Shetehei Shchitas Of Chulin Hanasis Lifnim Vechen Shchitas Of Kodshim Bein Bifnim Ubein Mibachutz Mitamei Abeis Habliya. In all these cases, we have a psul. We had a kodshim, a chulin lazara situation. That's chulin lifnim. We have a case of kodshim bachutz. And we might think in these cases of Kodshim Bachutz or
Shchitas Ha'Of Kodshim Bifnim, because in the case of Of we need Malika, not Shchita. In all these cases we might think that the Basar of the Of is Metamea Beis Habliya, because since these are all cases of Shchita Psula, so the Shchita is not Matir, is not Mafkiya, the Din of Tumah Beis Habliya. Again, in the case of Of Chulin, he shechted it in the Azara. In the case of Of Kodshim, instead of Malika, he replaced it with Shechita. Talmud Lomer, the Pasuk says, in Vayikra Yud Zayin, V'chol nefesh asher tochal nevela utrefa b'ezrach u'bager v'chibes v'gol v'rochatz v'mayim v'tomei ra'ar v'toher. The Torah says nevela, and that means that we should be matir an of chulin from the pasuk of nevela. We're going to be matir an of chulin that was shechted in the azara. So we're talking about the first case here of shechitas chulin lifnim, or the case of of kodshim, which was shechted in the azara instead of malika, or outside of the azara. And in all these cases, we have psulim. In all these cases, we cannot be matir the of. The shechita in the azara is a shechita psula because of chulim bazara. In the case of of kodshim, shechita cannot replace malika. And we're going to derive from this pasuk nevela that even though they're psulim, nevertheless, the nevela is not metame. So the Gemara now again interrupts the braisa midway to ask what's going on over here. How do you derive the conclusion that of chulin or kodshim, where the shechita was shalokidin, it's not metame? Why not say the opposite? Hanami here too. So once the oath is possible, is the vela here? It's also included on the vela. The Torah wasn't matir an oath that was shechted or was subject to malika, unless it was done kedina. But an oath that was shechted shalom kedina, or an oath that was chulin and was shechted inside the azara, an oath that was kodshim and was shechted instead of malika, if it wasn't done kedina, maybe it is the vela. So what's the nature of this mute from the word nevela? That in all these cases there's no tumas beis habliya. Ella, we have to again make some sort of correction, amendation to the braisa of Talmud Lomar, trefa. And the word trefa is superfluous. The Torah is not coming to tell us anything about trefa itself, but rather it's coming to teach us that only an avela which is kit trefa is metame, but not an avela that's not kit trefa. And here in the Braisa we have a slightly different version of the equation to trefa. Ma trefa, shva'a bifnim ki bachutz. In trefa there's no difference between inside the azara or outside the azara. Whether the trefa took place, it became nitrefa, bifnim or bachutz, it's always a trefa and it's always asura. Is af kol, so too in avelas of tar, it's not metame unless it's similar to trefa and shavos bifnim mibachutz. When the fact that this of tar became an avela is it's irrelevant to whether that happened inside the azor or outside the azor. Yotza shchitas chulin. Because there it depends upon whether it was bifnim or bibachutz, that if it was bifnim, that's not similar to trefa, where the trefa, if nitrefa, bein bachutz, bein bifnim, u kodshim, now we're talking about a shechita of an of kodshim, bein bifnim u bein bachutz, is once again, there's no difference between shechita to replace malika, which cannot do whether it's bifnim or bachutz, however, lo shavu bifnim, kibachutz ein mitam b'godim abeis habliya. So offhand, at this point, we don't really understand what the Gemara is saying, because if you're talking about an equation between Nevela and Treifa to be Metame Beveis Abliya, then we understand very well in the case of Shchitas Chulin, there's no equation between Bifnim Behachutz, and it's not similar to Treifa, so you can understand how the word Treifa could exclude Tuma in the case of Shchitas Kodshim Bachutz. I'm sorry, Shchitas Kodshim Bifnim. However, when we're talking about an oaf, and he did shchita instead of malika, there's no difference between bifnim bachutz. That's like treifa. So why would treifa exclude it and tell you it's not metame begodim beis abliya? So that's what the Gemara is saying now. Bishlema, I understand very well when the Braisa says shchitas chulin is lo shavu bifnim bachutz. Right, the whole problem that invalidates the shkita is because it was done bifnim chulin bazar, but not bachutz. So in that case, it's not similar to treifa, which is shava bifnim kibachutz. Ela kodshim, but in the case of kodshim, there we do have an equation between bifnim bachutz, because either psulin inhu, shkita cannot replace malika, and there's no difference between bifnim bibachutz, wherever he did the shkita of the oaf kodshim, it's possible. So why should the Braisa say that in the case of oaf kodshim, it's not metame beis abliya, and it's not similar to treifa? If treifa is your paradigm is of shavim bifnim bachutz, then that should apply in the case of oaf kodshim, in the case of oaf kulin, where if it was shechted bachutz, it's a shchita kshera, and therefore there's no tumah. So now we're going to say that even in the case of an oaf of chulin that was shechted bifnim, even though the shechita is psula because it's chulin bazara, there's also no tuma because this case of shechita is lo shava bifnim bachutz, and therefore it's not similar to the case of tuma. But what are we going to say about oaf kodshim? So the Gemara answers, Omar Rava. Rava says the following, that Oaf Kodshim, which is Shechted Bachutz, is not Metame Beis Abliya. That's not because of this derivation in the Braisa, but rather it's a Svara. Why? Im Ho'ilalo Shechitas Chutz. We're talking about of kodshim bachutz, and it's kodshim bachutz, and the shechita now generates achiv kares l'chayvo kares, because shochet kodshim bachutz. The Torah says, "Vayikra yudzayin ish mibeis yisrael asher yishchat shor o kesev o eiz b'machne o asher yishchat bechutz l'machne el pesach ol moed lo hivir v'nichras ha'isha hu mikerev amo." So the pasuk says, "O asher yishchat," and the Gemara later on is going to darshan that's called a case of, that's coming to be marv, a case of shochet of kodshim bachutz. And the Torah recognizes that shchita to generate a chiyuv kares midin kodshim bachutz is lo toil lo letara midin nevela. Once you recognize the shchita in a negative sense, but nevertheless, you validate the shchita as a shchita, as a chaloshem shchita, and therefore it's shchitas kodshim bachutz that generates an isur kares. Then it's also going to be a valid shchita to be metame bidei nevela. So the Gemara says Ashkechan, that svara makes sense. You could be metayer of kodshim if it was shechted bachutz, but bifnim minolan. What logic do you have to assume that if the oaf kodshim was shechted inside the azara, how do you know that in such a case where there's no chiv kares for shchitas kodshim bachutz, he did it inside the azara, how do we know that it's not metame? So the Gemara clarifies, that's what the Braisa had in mind when it says it's not metame because ho'il sins v'im lo shavu bifnim bachutz. That if you're going to be metame bifnim, then it's not shaveh bifnim bachutz. In bachutz, it's not metami based on the svar that we said before. The Torah recognizes that shechita in order to generate an isur kares. Then you can tell me, but bifnim it's metame. And we have a principle of shaveh, and that's derived from treifa. That shaveh is bifnim bachutz, so we can't violate that principle and set it up as there's a difference between bifnim bachutz, that in bachutz it's not mitame, but if it is mitame, we have to be mash, we have to equalize both pnim and chutz. And since, based on the svar, we said bachutz it's not mitame, so to bifnim it's not mitame, the Gemara now wants to clarify, why don't we say that in order to be mitare and of kodshim, that was nimlak bachutzi hachi, based on this klal, with regard to Tumas Beis Abliya, that you need a shivyon, you need an equation between chutz and pnim, is molak kodshim bachutz nami lo yitame? Because again, if he did a malikas of kodshim inside the azara, then it's not metame Beis Abliya. And now you're going to tell me that if he does a malikas of kodshim bachutz, it is metame Beis Abliya, that's going to undermine this principle of shavu bifnim kibachutz. Omer Rav Simi Barashi, donin dovar shalobach sheirobi dovar shalobach sheirobi donin dovar shalobach sheirobi dovar shebach sheiro. So Rav Simi formulates the following principle. When you're talking about a dovar shalobach sheiro, in other words, it wasn't done kidino, like for example, of kodshin, that was shechted shalob kidino, to replace, so to speak, Malika, and that's not Metame, and that could be derived Midovah Shalom Bechsher, for example, of Kodshim that was Shechted Bachutz, which is Shalom Kedino, because the din was to be Molikit Bifnim, and then we can make the equation Kshem, just like here it's not Metame, so for so to here it's not Metame, but ain't done it. We don't have an analogy between Dovah Shalobach Shero. If you're talking about Malikas Kodshim Bachutz, which was done Shalom Kedino, it was meant to be done, the Malika was meant to be Bifnim, Mi Dovah Shebach Shero, from Malikas Kodshim Bifnim, which was done Kedino. So we're not going to derive one from the other. So we're not going to derive Shkitas Chulin Bifnim from Shkitas Chulin Bachutz. Because again, according to the principle of Rav Simi, we don't derive Shkitas Chulin Bifnim, which is a Dovah Shenasa Shalobach Shero, because it's Kodshim, it's Chulin Bazara, from Shkitas Chulin Bachutz, which is a Dovah Shenasa Bachshero Kedin. We can only derive that there's no Tuma in one of the following two scenarios. Either the case of Shkitas Chulin of Treifa Bachutz, because that's also called Shalom Kedina, in the sense that the Shkita of a Treifa is not meaningful, or we can derive it from a Kavachomer, from Shkitas Kodshim Bifnim, that Shkitas Kodshim Bifnim has the same din, same status of Shalom Bechshera, because he was meant to do a Malika Bifnim, not a Shkita Bifnim. And nevertheless, the Shkita is not Metame, is how much more so in the case of Chulin Bifnim, which fundamentally, since it's Chulin, it lends itself to Shkita. Certainly it's not going to be Metame. So we're not going to derive from a Hekesh between Bifnim Bachutz that was mentioned in the Braisa, but rather from this Kal Vachomer. In the case of Shkitas Chulin Bifnim B'tocha Zora, which is called Shalobach Shero, because that's Chulin Bazora, we can't derive it from Shkitas Chulin Bachutz, where Shkitas Chulin Bachutz is Metayer Midei Nevela, Midei Tumas Nevela, because Shkitas Chulin Bifnim is Shalobach Shero, Shkitas Chulin Bachutz is Nasa Bechshero, according to the principle of Rav Simi, we can't derive one from the other. So again, how are we going to derive that Shkita Aschulin Bifnim is not mitame betumas tumas beis abliya. We're going to derive it that there's no tumah in one of the following two ways: either from shchitas chulin in the case of treifa, let's say it was done bachutz, and that's shelo bechshera, and the premise is that that's not mitame, or we're going to have to use a kalvachomer from shchitas kodshim bifnim in the case of an oath. In other words, shchitas kodshim bifnim, where the din requires malika, dinam b'malika, and nevertheless, if he did a shchita, it's not mitame. How much more so in the case of chulin bifnim, which fundamentally lends itself to shchita, certainly it's not mitame. And this is in contrast to the hekesh of bifnim v'bachutz that we mentioned in the Braisa. Now the Gemara goes back to the principle of Rav Simi to try to clarify it. Is it really true that we don't derive a davar shelo bechshero from a davar bechshero? The low, is this really so? For Asanya, we have a braisa, minayin liyotze. How do we know that if the emurim of a korban were taken outside of the azara and it became posel, shim olo lo yered, sharei yotze kosher b'bama? There was no psul of yotze in b'bama, and therefore there's no psul of yotze as far as him olo lo yered. Now, yotze is kosher b'bama. He's going to teach us that the psul of Yotze b'Migdash is a psul kal, as we said earlier. It's a relatively lightweight psul, and therefore ololo yere. But this brisa is based on the premise that you can derive in karbonos from bama to karbonos in migdash. Now in bama, Yotze is called bechsheru v'kedino. In Migdash, Yotze is Shalom Bechshero. So it seems clearly from this Braisa that Efshar, that we can learn a Dov Shalom Bechshero from a Dov Bechshero. So the Gemara answers, Tana, the Tana the Braisa, he's talking about the Pasuk, Ah, Zos Torah Sa'ola, Pasuk in Vayikra Vav, Reba, that the word Torah is a Ribui, Torah achas l'chol ha'olam l'zbeach. Somewhat like that's what he's relying upon. Torah is coming to be marba, that anything that goes on in l'zbeach, even if it's posel, lo yered. The word zos on the other hand of this posel is a mute. To tell you that it's not always that dim. And therefore we're going to make the following chiluk. The distinction is going to be that if the psul is after shchita, like for example the psul of Yotze, in other words, after the kiddush of shchita, or the psul is in the shchita but it has a heter b'makom acher, then we're going to apply the principle of Torah that means im ol lo yere. So the Tana is not really deriving a conclusion from Bama, it's only an asmachta b'alma, but in fact we don't derive a davar shelo bechshero from a davar shebechshero. And this leads us to the Mishnah on the bottom of Daf Samach Tes Amud Aleph. This mission is going to bring a machlokas as far as of kodshim. What happens if there was a malika and then we find out that lo and behold the oaf was a treif, we didn't know that. Is it mitame beis ablia, like the din of any oaf that dies without shchita, which is an avela? Or shall we say that this is not like a classical avela, because here there was a proper shchita, it's just that it turned out to be a malika, it turns out that the bird was a treifa. So the Mishnah says, Molak, he did malika on an oaf, and nimtzeis treifa, Rabbi Meir over einim etam beis ablia. The Mishnah is going to explain why. Whereas Rabbi Yehuda on the top of Samach Tes Amud Beis, Omer metame, it is metame beis ablia. Omer Rabbi Meir, Why do I maintain that an oaf that after Malika we discovered that it was a treifa is not metam beis ablia? based on a kal v'chomer. Im nevelas behema shemitami b'magu masa shitosim etaheres treifosim itumasa. In the case of a behema, which is a tuma chamura, you know, in oaf we don't have tumas magu masa, we only have it in behema, and yet, nevertheless, if you shech the behema, it's mitami de nevela, even though he shechted a treifa. So in the case of behemas treifa, the shechita definitely, unquestionably, removes the tumah of tumas nevela. Now in the case of nevelas ov, which is relatively kal she'edo mitame b'magu masa, the only tumah that we know for nevelas ov is only b'beis habliyas, and udin ha'much more so she'tei shechita mitaheres treifasa mitumasa. That even if the oath turns out to be a treifa, the shechita should be meaningful to be mafkia, to remove the tumas nevela beis ablia. And once we derive that shechitas of chulin, which is a treifa, is the shechitas metaheres midei tumas nevela, let's derive the conclusion that a malikas oath, likewise, through a binyan av, the malika, even though the bird turns out to be a treifa, is metaheres midei tumas nevela, mamatzinu b'shechita. In the case of shechita shel oaf, shehi machshirato la'achila, and mitaheres treifosa mitumasa, that an oaf that turns out to be a treif, if you shechted it, it's not metame beis habliya, we're talking about an oaf of chulin, is af malikasa, in the case of an oaf kodshim, shehi machshirato la'achila, because Malika is Machshir for Achila, again we're talking about a Chatas Oaf, is to tire Treifaso Midei Tumasa. The Malika should certainly have the ability to Mafkia Tumas Beis Abliya. And Rabbi Yehuda disagrees with Rabbi Meir, he doesn't darish in this Kal v'chomer, and for sure he doesn't have the Bamei Matzina that's built on the Kal v'chomer. His opinion is that an Oaf Treifa is neither shechita nor malika will be effective, and it's always going to be metame beis ablia like any nevela of an oftar. The Mishnah now quotes a third opinion, that of Rabbi Yossi, who agrees with Rabbi Meir, at least in the case of shechita, against Rabbi Yehuda, but he disagrees with Rabbi Meir and accepts Rabbi Yehuda in the case of malika. This is like a middle sheet of pshar. Rabbi Yossi omer daya kinivlas behema. Let the nevela of an oaf have the same din of the nevelas behema, just like in the case of a behema that's treifa shechitasa metaheres, that's okay. But in the case of behema, there's no possibility of being metahered through malika. There's no malika in behema. Is oaf, if it became a treifa, then shechita is metahered b'dei nevela, but not malika. And the reason for this is because this din of an oaf that became a treifa, that it has tara b'dei nevela, it wasn't said in the parash of Oaf itself, it's a derivative from Behema. And then we're going to apply the principle of Dayal of Omen Adinlios Kinidon. And since in Behema the removal of treif is only through Shechita, so to an Oaf, the only possibility of removing the Tumah is through Shechita, but not through Malika. So we're up to the Gemara.
So Hashem, we'll finish, we'll start the Gemara on the next year, we'll finish here.